This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
What are the odds of getting even? What is the cost of dreaming? I've carried the cross of believing, asking God. Counted the days I waited, shoveling cards, cleaning tables. If I got a heart, I gotta play it. You only feel it when it's racing.
Celia Woodsmith and Della May from the new Della May recording, Headlight. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Welcome to the Folk Show, Celia Woodsmith.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about why you selected that tune.
Well, this is a really special song. You know, in Della May, we often historically have written our own stuff, and you know, it's kind of our brand. We're songwriters and we do that, but we were really looking for a special song to fill out all of the songs that we had selected for our latest album, Headlight, which came out in January. And our producer, Dan Nobler, asked if we had heard the song by Maya DeVitri and Caitlin Canty. And, you know, he just said, something about it makes me feel like you would love the song, and it just feels like it fits. And truly, it fits so perfectly into the stories that we were telling in the album, and the whole vibe itself is just, it's beautiful and it's rhythmic, and it's, you know, I love how the song dies out at the end, and it was just perfect. So I'm so glad that we could use that song from two incredible songwriters who we know personally.
Maya Dimitri is also a singer with the Stray Birds, isn't that right?
That's right, yeah.
And I don't know a lot about Caitlin. Want to tell us about her?
Caitlin Canty, she also just released another album, I believe. She opened up for us at the Sinclair when we played for our CD release show in Boston, kind of just before everything shut down. She lives in Nashville, Tennessee. Incredible songwriter. She's actually married to Noam Pikelny, who plays the banjo with Chris Steele. Yeah.
Of course. Okay. Gotcha. Celia, what does Delamay look for when they are looking for songs to play?
You know, I mean, we're always just looking for songs that we can stand by, you know, songs that we believe in. I love story songs, and I love songs about women. I love songs about, you know, kind of just deep emotion and hardship. There's not a lot of songs that we do that are sort of, I don't know, just without some sort of deep meaning. And yes, I do say that knowing that we recently put out a song called Bourbon Hound. So, you know, we don't put, it's not all seriousness all the time, but I would say most of our songs do have deep meaning and very emotional content in them.
Talk about the song that you did where it starts out with being in an alley.
Yes, that's one of the songs on our new album Headlight, and that song is called Waiting for You.
Right.
This was a little bit of a difficult song for me to kind of decide to put out. Mm-hmm. I had to really think about it before bringing the song, and you know, I had to talk a lot with my producer Dan about, you know, am I ready to put this song out into the universe? Because the song is about infertility, and it's a subject that not many people like to talk about. I understand why, you know, being someone who is struggling with infertility. I felt that by releasing this song into the world, it would sort of unburden myself of some of the pain that I've experienced in the last couple of years. And I've also found a lot of kinship with other women and men, families, partners, people who are struggling to have children. So I've found a lot of kinship with those people who have talked to me after shows or sent me messages. So yeah, that was a difficult one to decide to put out. But now that I have, I really do feel a sense of relief. Mm-hmm. It's like keeping a secret, you know, and then you can just let it out and it's gone.
It, you know, it reminded me of some of Hazel Dickens' music, you know. So, I mean, Hazel, I think, was really a pioneer in just putting down some of the hard stuff. Jean Ritchie, Hazel Dickens. I don't think it's that unusual for bluegrass. What do you think about that for a woman in bluegrass music?
Yeah, I was just listening to Pretty Bird just the other day, you know, just trying to learn how she sings it, and just the feeling in her voice. I think that was one thing she really had such a grasp on, was this beautiful, heart-wrenching feeling that she was able to evoke, and really writing about some feminist stuff that was not really written about. You know, don't put her down, you help put her there.
Right.
One of my favorite Hazel Dickens songs. You know, that was way before her time. That was very outspoken. And I really have been trying to walk in the footsteps of women like her, because, you know, I mean, they did a lot of the heavy lifting, but there's still much heavy lifting left to do, you know. And it's so important that, you know, in the genre of bluegrass, that we still have these, you know, I guess you could call them protest songs or social commentary songs. It's so important that they continue to exist, because there's a lot to talk about and there's a lot to, you know, kind of try to fix.
Let's take a short break and then we'll come back and play Waiting for You from Delamay here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Every Memorial Day, a group brings veterans from across the U.S. to war monuments in Washington.
They are going a lot of the time to honor those who are fallen.
The pandemic has changed their plans, but veterans still remember the heroics of their comrades.
He had stepped on a mine and was killed, and that That was kind of hard to take.
On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition weekdays with Rick Ganley from 5 to 9 a.m. here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Littleton Regional Healthcare's Urgent Care, a walk-in clinic treating urgent but non-threatening illnesses and injuries. Open daily, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at littletonhealthcare.org. And the World Affairs Council of New Hampshire presenting live online programming on pressing international issues at wacnh.com. We have Celia Woodsmith from Delamay with us on Zoom here at the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Let's listen to Waiting for You from the album Headlight, Delamay at NHPR.
Walking on the streets today, all the children out to play. I ducked in an alleyway so no one would know. I was wiping tears from my eyes, told myself not to cry, we'll just keep on trying. Little clothes I bought before in the bottom drawer, I don't even know if I should keep them. And all the ladies I work with ask when we're gonna have some kids. You can't wait forever, they say. But they don't know that I've been waiting for you a long time. I've been waiting for you a long time. That no one wants to hear. And when you try to talk it through, they'll turn their eyes from you. Many nights I've cried at home, and though I know I'm not alone, my world is filled with happy faces. For some it comes so easily, feels like there's something wrong with me. Just be patient, they say. But they don't know that I've been waiting for you a long time. 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 I've been waiting for you a long time.
Was Waiting for You from Delamay. We're visiting with Celia Woodsmith, the lead vocalist from the group. They've got a new album out called Headlight. Celia, what are your New Hampshire roots?
So I grew up going to high school in Hanover, and then I lived in Portsmouth, New Hampshire for 5 years.
Okay. Well, we're going to claim you. I know that you're in Maine. You're in Maine now, but it's a pleasure to have Celia hanging out with us on Zoom today. How is it for you right now? I mean, you just produced and just released the new album, Headlight, and then all of a sudden the brakes came on. How is your band dealing with the COVID-19 situation?
And this is one of the most difficult times, I think, in my life and in the lives of my bandmates. It's It's been pretty surreal, I will say. You know, we flew down to Asheville, North Carolina on March 12th. And this is when things were just about starting to go down. And we thought, well, you know, I think these shows will still happen. You know, nothing's gone that crazy just yet. But we played our show that night and there was a feeling to that show. I remember specifically thinking that there was a very strange energy and that I had a strange energy on stage, almost as if I knew that this would be the last show that I would play to a live audience in what might be up to a year. It was kind of just before the show that our anchor date on that weekend pulled out. And then we started talking right up to showtime as to whether or not we were going to complete the rest of the weekend. And by the time we stepped on stage, we knew that we would be canceling the rest of the weekend and that we'd be flying home that the next day. So it's a very surreal feeling, kind of just watching all of the shows disappear from the calendar. And I've been going through my calendar and deleting things. And, you know, sometimes even that act of deleting things gets me pretty emotional.
Sure.
I'm used to looking ahead at my calendar and, you know, I'm gone from my house about 170 days a year. So all of a sudden having this completely blank white canvas on the calendar it's been upsetting, but I do have to kind of remind myself of how good I do have it. You know, I have a good family and a wonderful husband, and we've been keeping in touch with the bandmates and still continuing to create music. So I'm lucky in so many ways, but it's been really truly devastating to watch my career sort of dry up for seemingly an endless amount of time.
Sure. You and so many others.
Yeah.
How are your bandmates doing? Talk to us about the band Delamay.
Yeah. So if you've never heard my band Delamay before, we are five women all over the country. We have our bass player, Victoria Vaughn, who lives in Nashville, Tennessee. Our mandolin player, Maddie Whitler, who lives in New York. And then our fiddle player, Kimber Ludeker, who lives in Baltimore. She was actually the woman who started this band 10 years ago. And then our guitar player, Avriel Smith, who also lives in Baltimore. And then I live up in Kittery, Maine. So we make our living traveling all over the world, you know, most days of the year. And we all just all meet up in the different locations that we were going. We actually, right after the shows in Asheville that we canceled, we were due to go to the Shetland Islands. That would have been my first time going to the Shetland Islands.
Oh, boy.
So we really travel all over and play music all over. And everyone seems to be doing well. We all deal with it in our own ways. But, you know, we're really trying to put things out still, to put content out and to do a lot of streaming, which is kind of the new thing to do these days.
Sure. Yeah. A lot of folks doing things online, including you and Delamay. I've seen Kimber online doing some stuff, and you also have been doing a special thing on Sundays. Tell us a little bit about your Sunday project.
Yeah, so it started kind of off the cuff. It was the first week after everything had shut down, and I decided that I just wanted to play a couple beautiful songs. And I chose kind of an odd time to do it. I chose a time that I felt that maybe not many other people would be streaming too much music. And that time I chose is 9:30 in the morning on Sunday. And to me, what I kind of wanted to replicate was almost like a feeling of going to church, a feeling of being together and listening to something beautiful and just kind of lifting you up. Maybe you had a hard week or whatever. Maybe you've had a hard 9 weeks in quarantine, but the whole goal was just to play something beautiful that would make you think. So I chose that time, 9:30 in the morning on Sunday, to stream five songs. And all of a sudden it just kind of became a thing. I have really a lot of the same people who come back week after week, who kind of have told me that this is a really important part of their week and that they look forward to it. There's a lot of loneliness that's going on right now. And I'm hoping just by sort of playing these beautiful songs that kind of help you think and help you have these emotions, that I can sort of create a little online community, which is something we're really lacking, I think, right now. There's a lot of anger and fear and, you know, a lot of hate rolling around the internet. So I'm trying to do my part to combat that. So I named it Pretty Songs for a Sunday. And that's been what I've been doing every Sunday ever since.
Do you already know what you're going to be playing, or is that something that you develop over the course of the week?
I have been doing kind of both. I've been developing it over the course of the week, but I take requests from people, and as well as just kind of thinking about songs that I've sung from my whole life. You know, I know so many songs, but I don't really get to play a lot of them all the time. You know, we have the songs that we do in Delamay, and I have the songs I play with a rock and roll band.
And if folks want to join you for that, do they go to the Delamay website? Is that how they get plugged in?
You can get plugged in for that concert if you go to the Delamay Facebook page, and it's Dellamae. That's Delamay. And you'll see actually all of the concerts are backlogged there. So you can kind of go and take a little journey into the history of Pretty Songs for a Sunday, because it has gotten a little bit more technologically advanced mm-hmm. over the weeks. You know, once I realized that it was going to be a thing, I started getting into using microphones and backsplashes and all of these things that all of a sudden performers have to get a little bit better at with streaming quality and sort of getting better at delivering a show online, which is a very difficult thing to do. There's a big disconnect between you and the crowd. You know, there's no clapping after you end. And,
sure.
And that can throw you off.
You just see the hearts coming up on the Facebook Live.
Yes. Right? Yeah. My husband tends to watch the shows kind of from a couch on the side, and he silently claps. And that gives me a little bit of something to go off of.
That's nice that he's so supportive. That's great. You're listening to The Folk Show. We're visiting with Celia Woodsmith. Celia, what should we plug in next?
I think maybe we should listen to one of the songs that we have off of the Pretty Songs for a Sunday. I've been doing a lot of John Prine songs.
Okay.
So there's a really beautiful one off of his newest album called Boundless Love mm-hmm. that I played recently.
Okay, we'll plug that in. Celia Woodsmith here at NHPR.
I woke up this morning to a garbage truck. Looks like this old horseshoe done run out of luck. If I came home, would you let me in? Fry me some pork chops and forgive my sin. Surround me with your boundless love. Confound me with your boundless love. I was drowning in a sea, lost as I could be, when you found me with your boundless love. Sometimes my old heart, it's like a washing machine, it bounces around till my soul comes clean. And when I'm clean and hung out to dry, I'm gonna make you laugh until you cry. Surround me with your boundless love. Confound me with your boundless love. I was drowning in a sea, lost as I could be, when you found me with your boundless love.
by chance I should find myself at risk of falling from this jagged cliff. I look below and I look above. I'm surrounded by your boundless love. Surround me with your boundless love. Confound me with your boundless love. I was drowning in a sea, lost as I could be, when you found me with your boundless love. You dumbfound me with your boundless love. You surround me with your boundless love.
We just heard Boundless Love from Celia Woodsmith here from her special Sunday morning events that she's been doing. It's pretty songs for a Sunday. And you can join her, too. She's got another one coming up next Sunday at 9:30 in the morning. And I just happened to, I don't know how I found it. I just was bopping around on one Sunday morning, and I showed up for the John Prine tribute that you did, which was really, really lovely. So I'm so glad that you recorded it so that we could share Boundless Love with folks today.
Yeah, that was a really great one to do. I'm was just so devastated by the loss of John Prine. He has been such an influence for me with songwriting, with just his general humanness, if you will. He's just a wonderful person, and it really saddened me so much when he passed. So I decided to do a tribute, and I donated half of the proceeds to an organization that he worked with quite a bit when he was alive in Nashville called Thistle Farms, which provides a place to live and a job for women who are victims of domestic abuse or violence and trafficking. So really incredible organization that John supported a lot when he was alive, and he wanted donations sent there in his name. So I did a whole thing for them, and it's a fantastic organization if it's something people feel like they want to look up and donate to themselves.
Well, you also can get tips, can't you, from some of these performances online? Does that help to soften the blow a little bit?
Yeah, it really does. Surprisingly, I didn't think it would when I first started. You know, I thought that people wouldn't really resonate with the online thing, and that maybe, you know, all of this free music, you know, you're not actually charging anything. You're sort of asking people to tip what they would like to tip, and relying on people to do that every once in a while. And, you know, I'm sure you're very familiar with it, doing pledge drives for radio. Mm-hmm. You know, you really are relying on people to, you know, quote unquote, do the right thing, or, you know, kind of spread the love. So, you know, I actually have found that I have been able to make a little bit of money every week, and it's been enough for me to buy groceries. That's which nice. Is a huge thing right now, being completely out of work. I'm in a better position than most in that my partner is still working, but it's been important for me to feel like I can still contribute to our household. And that's been pretty great for me every Sunday to make the grocery money. So I know that sounds sort of sad, but it makes me feel good.
Have any of the workman's comp, or not workman's comp, the unemployment programs caught up with the music industry folks yet?
Yes, I think they're slowly trickling in. I know Music Cares has been really fantastic. They're giving out COVID-19 relief grants, and I actually was the recipient of one of those grants. And I do encourage any musicians to apply to that grant. It really, you know, it's not gonna float me for the year, but it is enough to keep me going for a little minute, you know. So there are grants. The PPP loan is something that I know a lot of artists are applying for. Some are getting it, some aren't. it's kind of been hit or miss for a lot of people, because for the most part, self-employed musicians, I know the law did change, but self-employed musicians could not apply for unemployment historically. Now you can, but I think some of the laws are still kind of catching up, and there's just a lot of confusion surrounding who gets unemployment and who doesn't. So it has worked out for some musicians, and it really hasn't for others.
I noticed that you made a change, or Della May made a change, in terms of your mandolin player. What's Jenny Lynn up to these days?
Jenny Lynn is living at her home in Conway, South Carolina. And I think she just is deciding to go in a different direction than Della May right now. I think, you know, there comes a time in an artist's life when they kind of wonder about, you know, maybe just trying something different. And there certainly is no bad blood between us all. And mm-hmm. I hope to play with her again sometime. But, you know, keeping a band together for 10 years is an incredibly difficult thing. And I know that as artists, you're kind of always curious about what the next thing sure. could be and what the next sound could be. So I certainly wish her luck on finding her new sound and her new thing in life. But we are now performing with an incredible a musician, Maddie Whitler. And she used to play in the Lonely Heart String Band.
Oh, yeah.
So she has joined our ranks now, and it's just sounding so great. So I'm really excited to go out and perform with her more. I only got a couple shows in before everything got shut down.
Now, was she on the Headlight album, or was that still Jenny Lynn?
That was Jenny Lynn, yeah. Uh-huh.
So lots of new things going on for you folks.
Yeah, there are new things going on. And, you know, it's so hard with this whole thing. You know, we put this album out, and I think it's one of the best albums that we've put out yet. You know, we really kind of let ourselves explore with many different, you know, sounds, and the sonic landscape of Headlight is pretty different. I mean, I know you've known us for mm-hmm. quite some time,
sure.
maybe our whole career, you know, from our first album, I Built This Heart, to Headlight. You know, we have gone from a little bit more of a traditional bluegrass band to, I would say, kind of providing a little bit more of quote unquote Americana sounds, which I don't even really know what that means, but you know, like we're performing with drums and now and keys and electric guitar. And those are all sounds you're going to hear on Headlight, but I would argue that it is unmistakably Della May.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, there's only one Della May.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, it's definitely us, no matter, even if there are drums and an electric guitar. And it, you know, it just makes me proud that, yeah, I think there's a little bit of fear sometimes with bands about, you know, are we going to alienate our audience? Are we going to, you know, is our fan base going to come with us? And I truly think they will. You know, the people who love our songs and our personalities and how we perform are going to come with us if we have drums in the band or not.
Mm-hmm. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We've got Della May, Zelia Woodsmith in our studio. Going to take a quick break and come back and visit some more with Zelia and hear some more music right here at NHPR.
I'm Daniela Ali of NHPR, and we're proud to offer a new daily Spanish language roundup of coronavirus headlines and top stories of the day. Learn more at nhpr.org/noticias. Escucha las noticias más recientes en español sobre la emergencia sanitaria del coronavirus y más en nuestro noticiero ¿Qué hay de nuevo en New Hampshire? De lunes a viernes. Entra a nhpr.org/noticias para más información.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Concord Craft Brewing. Freshly made handcrafted beers offering takeout as well as home delivery in the greater Concord area. Details at concordcraftbrewing.com. Zelia Woodsmith from Della May is our guest in the studio here at New Hampshire Public Radio. What should we do next, Zelia?
I think I will play for you another song off of this new album called I Can't Pretend. And this is a really special song that closes out the album. And it really is in that vein of social commentary and just trying to make you think.
Next up, Can't Pretend.
I found a crumpled note from an old lover in the pocket of my winter coat that I'd stored for summer. And I read it with tears dripping from my eyes, like the storms that come rumbling in the evenings of July. No, I won't pretend a saint I've always been, did I haven't hurt my lovers and turned from my best friends. Oh, can I say I've tried as sure as the sun rises, and I'll try again when she says there are things I wish I'd said to my dying father. I worry over it now like a stone in white water. And as the years roll on and truths are less obscured, I understand my mother and the pain that she endured. No, I won't pretend a saint I've always been, that I haven't scorned my family, turned from my best friend. Oh, can I say I've tried as sure as the sun rises, and I'll try again when she says. Oh, I've seen the pictures of the mistakes we've been making. I have cried over the children from their parents they were taken. I have wondered why we lie and why we're blind to see that tragedies repeat themselves throughout history. No, we can't pretend saints we've always been, but those who hold the power should listen and amend. Oh, can we say we've tried? As sure as the sun rises, will we try again when she sets?
We just heard Can't Pretend. That was included on the new Headlight album. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. It's been such a treat to have Celia Woodsmith with us here. Hey, Celia, you know, something you might think about, one of our local venues did a drive-up show. And so the Tupelo in Derry recently, I think they're doing some shows from their parking lot. And
no
so people
way.
Drive up and they have their social distancing and they bring around food and a little golf cart. And so if you know of any venues that have a pretty good parking lot, you might be able to, you know, to get back in the game and have people.
I would be so happy to play to real live people again. That sounds incredible.
Have you ever been to a drive-in movie?
I have. You know, I grew up between Norwich, Vermont, and Hanover, New Hampshire. We always used to go to the Fairleigh Drive-In, and I remember loving going to drive-ins. So I'm actually kind of hoping maybe those will come back this summer.
Oh, yeah, the drive-in movies, and then you never know, you might have some drive-in live shows as well. So
that would be incredible. Yeah.
You know, it's hard to, you know, we're in a position right now where we don't really know what the future holds, but we do know that you folks are still plugging along. You have a Facebook page, the Delamay Facebook page, where you've got your Sunday morning performances. And I also did see that Kimber was doing some music online as well, right? Is she doing that regularly? Kimber Ludeker?
Yeah, that's right. So both of us, yeah, Kimber Ludeker, the fiddle player for Delamay, who started this band 10 years ago, she is doing a show every Monday night at 8 p.m. And I can't remember what she's calling. I think she's just calling it the Hoedown or a fiddle hoedown. where she is performing songs with Avril Smith, our guitar player. And it's been super fun, really high energy. So it's kind of great. You know, on Sunday mornings, I do the pretty songs. And then on Monday night, Kimber gets out and shreds the fiddle. And so we're actually... we're teaming up once a month to do something called the double shot, double slot. So Kimber performs on Sunday mornings, kind of sort of with me. I'm using air quotes on that because sure. we have a platform where we can kind of go back and forth with one another. And then I perform with her on Monday nights. So that's been one fun thing we've been doing where we can sort of, we can't really collaborate, but we can banter with one another, which is something that Kimber and I love to do.
Tell me a little bit about the Patreon stuff that you guys have been doing.
Absolutely. Patreon is a really wonderful platform where you can basically become a member to support a band that you love. There are a lot of different kinds of bands and artists on Patreon, and I guess you can just give what you feel is an amount that is comfortable for you. You can give anywhere from $10 a month to $100 a month to support your favorite band. And you have access to this platform where you are able, Kimber and I record a song of the day. So either Kimber or I will put some sort of song up. And we also have been having weekly Zoom cocktail parties with our Patreon friends. And I've started to see, you know, we've had about 7 of these parties now, and I'm starting to really get to know some of these Patreons. They're people who have come to shows in the past, but I haven't really had time to meet. You know, shows are so high energy, you don't have time to talk to everyone. But, you know, we have a gentleman who comes into our cocktail parties from the UK every week, and we have people from British Columbia and from Virginia, and you kind of get to know one another. And so there's all sorts of fun options with Patreon, and it really is a fantastic way to sort of stabilize the lives of some of your favorite artists sure. a little bit, because, you know, we at least know that we have some sort of income that will that will happen every month. And I really encourage people to check that out. For Della May, it's patreon.com/firstsongdancers.
It sounds like one way to be a VIP and to hang out backstage with the band.
Yeah, it actually kind of is. And I remember thinking like, oh man, am I going to hate this Patreon thing? Like, is it is it going to be more of a pain than it is worth it? But truly, I do kind of feel like a kinship forming with some of these people. Like, you know, at these cocktail parties, we have a theme every week. And the other week it was, what's your favorite book? And so everyone came with book recommendations. And then we had one where you had to wear your favorite sports team's shirt and talk about what sports team you love. And you really do get to know one another. And it's been kind of a lovely part of my week.
So glad to have you join us on Zoom today, Celia. I know it's such a new frontier, isn't it?
It really is. But I will say, musicians have always been hustlers. Mm-hmm. Musicians have had to grapple with a very quickly changing environment. You know, when we lost the ability to really sell albums to make much money, you know, with the advent of streaming sure. music, you know, we had to find different ways to make money and to make a living. And musicians will always find a way to do that. And even though I feel, you know, kind of sad and unsure about the future now, I really have a lot of faith and trust in people who love the arts, and I have a lot of faith and trust in my fellow musicians. So we will all get through this together in some way, and there will be a lot of good music that comes out of it. Let me tell you what.
The name of the new album from the Grammy Award-winning band Della May is Headlight, and you can find it online and go to your favorite platform for purchasing CDs or downloads. Probably available for download out there too, isn't it? And visit Patreon and Della May and their Facebook page, and continue to support these fine musicians who work really hard already and now are having to find other ways to make their way through this changing world. Thank you so much, Celia, for hanging out with us.
It's been my pleasure, Kate.
Let's play one last one. You're going to play a tune for us, right?
Yes, I am. I'm actually going to perform for you a very, I guess you could say, an old Delamay song. This is from our very first album, I Built This Heart, and it's called Sweet Verona.
When she was only 16, she gave no reason but needing to fly. She joined up with a traveling band, and Lady Luck, she took her hand, left all her demons behind. She wore a unabashed story all through the South. Rona, she carried the truth of a child. She was a gypsy queen, her hair a raven. She made love so strong and wild. Now they're bringing her home, sweet Verona. She got her very own box in which to lay. Now they're bringing her home from Louisiana. And hallelujah, Lord, she home to stay. Kept all the postcards that she sent to me. Passed away only once more. When Mama died, she stood just outside the church, and she was gone when I ran out the door. Now they're bringing her home, sweet Verona. She got her very own box in which to lay. Now they're bringing her home from Louisiana. And hallelujah, Lord, she's home to stay. Don't know how she died, they said they found her that way. Covered in the jewels that she bought at the pawn. They say her fire burned so bright that it kept her alight, and it burned till she was gone. Now they're bringing her home, sweet Verona. She got her very own box in which to lay. Now they're bringing her home from Louisiana. And hallelujah, Lord, she's home to stay. Hallelujah, Lord, she's home to stay.
Celia, you know, I met you at it wasn't a bluegrass festival. It was the Great Waters Festival lots of years ago. And and it was so exciting to see you again at the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival years later. But the Grey Fox Festival isn't going on this year. But I understand that you get a chance to participate anyway, even though the festival isn't happening on the site.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, they are doing the Spirit of Grey Fox, sort of an online festival. So I know that they're asking a lot of the bands who were going to be performing at Grey Fox to contribute some songs. And I think they're going to sort of edit them together in this epic online thing where you can watch and sort of just kind of pretend that you are there in the field, you know, hot and sweaty like every year at Grey Fox. And, you know, Grey Fox was one of my favorite, is one of my favorite festivals, and one that I actually kind of had this sort of Cinderella story with. I used to volunteer at Grey Fox, and I used to do on the trash crew.
Oh,
it was my kind of my favorite crew. So, you know, kind of going from volunteering on the trash crew to the main stage was a pretty big thing for me. I remember just watching those bands up on that stage and kind of hoping that one day it would be me. And turns out one day it was me. So Grey Fox has a very special place in my heart. And we're going to do a couple fun songs for the Spirit of Grey Fox online performance.
Hey, I have to tell you, Celia, we are both Trash Crew alums.
Ah, no way.
Yes, I was on the Trash Crew as well. So I spent a couple years on doing the Trash Crew.
I thought it was the most fun out of all of the ones that I did, because you really get to move around a lot. And I don't know, I had a lot of fun with trash.
Yep. Well, the things we do at festivals. There you go.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Celia, my kindred
my
trash mate.
Anytime.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, where support comes from listeners like you and the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation, proud supporter of United Way efforts across the Granite State to get emergency funding directly to people who need it. Donations at uwnh.org. I'm Kate McNally. We'll be archiving the visit with Celia Woodsmith on our website at nhpr.org. That's where you're going to find our playlist, as well as our visits with performers who visit us, whether it's via Zoom or here in our studio. This is NHPR.